You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
20 minutes now before 10 o'clock. If you're heading to the post office today, pack a lunch. It's likely to be a very long line there. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. So my wife gave me all of our Christmas cards to mail off last night, right? Because I was running errands. She's like, "Here, make sure to put these in the mailbox." I went down the street to the post office mailbox, tried to put them in there, and it was already full.
Oh, it was crammed full.
Them in there pretty good. Yeah. Oh, it was all the way full to the brim. As soon as you opened up the door, you could see the letters in there. So
yeah.
I got them in. I shoved them in.
Good for
good.
You.
Don't worry. They're going to get there one way or another. They may be a little crinkled, but that postal worker is going to have an interesting find when he or she opens up that bin this morning.
I guess so.
We'll see what happens. But, today is one of the busiest shopping days, if not the busiest, or I should say shipping days of the year. FedEx telling me that Mondays are always the busiest because everyone did all of their, pulling stuff together, whether it be packages or Christmas cards or whatever, over the weekend. And as a result, today they are working overtime.
Yeah, well, this last weekend was really the last chance. I mean, if you look at the calendar, and I'm doing it right now, next weekend is the weekend heading right into Christmas, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So here are your deadlines.
Okay.
FedEx says ground and home delivery need to be in today. If you're going to do ground delivery or home delivery, those packages need to be in today in order to guarantee that they will reach their destination in the continental U.S. By Christmas. UPS, you can get in three-day select shipping by tomorrow. After that, you'll have to get second-day air, which we all know can get quite pricey based on size and where it's going across the country. And, of course, the United States Postal Service, first-class mail deadline as well as priority mail deadline are both on Thursday, December 20th. Anything beyond that, you'll have to go Priority Express. And, like I said, that obviously costs a lot more money than if you get it in before Thursday.
Why does this always sneak up on us, Ryan?
Because we're lazy, because we're not paying attention, and the fact is we're doing a lot more e-commerce these days. We're buying a lot more things online, and what we used to do is put it off until the last minute, but now when there's shipping involved, there could be weather involved, there are the numerous things that could take place. That's the other thing, too. Amazon's free shipping deadline is this week as well, so make sure if you do need to make some final selections from Amazon, check those estimated delivery dates, because we're starting to get to a point now where some of these deliveries aren't going to happen until after the holidays when you order from some of these retailers.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having to put a picture of the thing that you ordered under the tree.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
by the way,
Santa said this is going to be coming. We just don't know when, but it should be coming.
The elves have been very, very busy. That's all.
Exactly.
I was doing a little e-shopping this weekend, too, and found most sites do give you a pretty good indication as to when standard shipping will arrive and how much faster it'll get there if you pay a little extra, so.
Yeah, and there are opportunities for a lot of these retailers like Kmart or like Target and Walmart. Kmart's not really around that much anymore,
no.
But to have those items shipped directly to the store, and then you can swing by and pick them up. So that's an option too.
Yeah. All right. Well, better get cracking. It's ticking away, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right, Ryan. Well, hang in there. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.